This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to the podcast. Gabby's like a mad dog over there scratching her eye.
I know,
eye.
It just suddenly got real itchy.
Why does that happen with your
know.
Eye?
I don't know. Like just really suddenly, like there's no warning. It doesn't build up.
Your eye's
up.
Like normal, normal, normal. Itchy!
Itchy.
You have to scratch.
Oh, God.
So bad, man.
Anyway. I've stabbed myself in the eye enough now.
We are here. And you know what? That can be your excuse for all the tears that started flowing this morning.
Yeah, there's definitely something in my eyes.
There's something in my eye. We did a very emotional Cliffo and Gabby reunite flight. We haven't done one of these in a really long time.
Yeah.
It's where we bring family back together, and seeing that the borders opened yesterday morning, we were able to madly scramble to reunite a family, two sisters who haven't seen each other for 2 years.
It's so beautiful. Families coming together all over Queensland is gorgeous to watch, but to have it in studio was next level.
Keep an eye out for the video, guys, on our socials. At Cliffo and Gabby is where you'll find that. And the amazing, emotional, just all the feels audio coming up soon on a very special Cliffo and Gabby podcast.
We are writing a Queensland Christmas carol because we're sick of all the wintry references and it's time for something we can relate to. It's set to be released tomorrow. However, we did give you a little sneak peek yesterday. Have a listen.
Plug is around the Christmas tree. It's a sweaty holiday. Burn your backside on a slippery slide. Throw those prawn shells away.
Yeah. It's very much just from inside the rehearsal room, a very rough cut of what is to drop tomorrow.
But with the single dropping imminent, we actually had a request to be interviewed because our hit entertainment reporter, who hits all the red carpets and interviews all the biggest celebrities, heard about the song. And he joins us right now, Justin Hill. How are you?
Oh, good morning, guys. I tell you what, this has been a big couple of weeks for me. 2 weeks ago, I interviewed Mariah Carey, and today I get to interview you guys.
I know, man. And the same thing is, obviously, we've got Christmas carols that are huge hits.
Yeah.
So Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Same level.
Us, Plug Us Around the Christmas Tree. Same, Justin.
Tell me about the inspiration, you know, that you guys have as musicians. Who is your inspiration?
Oh, only the top, Justin. You know, your Pauls, your Ringos, your Beatles, you know, Michael Bublé. He's thawing out. He's ready for Christmas. Only the best.
Only
mate.
Well, Cliffo's right in that we did get inspiration from Mariah Carey and Bublé, Justin, only because they work one day a year and they rake in the money. So that's what we're hoping to achieve.
Don't we all want that job? I 100%. Feel like that's pretty much what we all want. So what you're saying to me is icons only, including you guys.
Yes, we
Nailed
do
it.
Draw inspiration from ourselves. It's correct.
Cliffo and Gabby, icons. You know what? That's a better answer. We don't need inspo from anyone else. We get it from ourselves.
And you say you only want to work one day a year. I think Mariah Carey earns something like $18 million from that one song that she gets. So, I mean, other than those reasons, why a Christmas song? Why now? Why this?
Well, Christmas makes people happy, and Cliffo and Gabby make people happy. End of story.
We wanted to do a Christmas song that's relatable to Queensland, Justin. That's right. The whole point. Mm-hmm. We don't want any wintry references.
Yeah, that as well.
Get rid of that.
And also what I said.
Now, what kind of process do you guys go through when you're writing songs? Like, does it just pour out of your mouth? Like, you know, some songs like Adele, I'm thinking that's kind of how it works. Like, you know, you guys just open your mouth and these amazing lyrics come out.
No, I kind of go into a shutdown mode. It's almost like a meditation. All of my other senses die and the body shuts down. It's like all the organs shut down inside of me. Only my heart keeps pumping blood and lyrics.
Okay, that's a lie.
Blood and lyrics.
No, Justin, we sit in a boardroom, we put YouTube on as the karaoke version and we just see what comes to us.
We do a bit of that as well. We do that as well.
Hey guys, I've known you for a very long time. I mean, I don't care to say how old we are when we first met, but I'm just wondering, has success changed you guys? Are you different now? Did you wake up this morning on the cusp of your single being released and think, I'm a different person?
Success hasn't changed me at all. In fact, I saw a poor person at the shops yesterday and I waved at him.
Justin, I think I'm going to throw this back at you. Has success changed Cliffo? I think the answer is yes.
Listen, I think the answer is yes. I think you're absolutely right.
Why hasn't my coffee arrived yet? And my bottle of Evian water.
Is this Beyonce or Cliffo? I'm very, very confused.
Did we do okay?
Look, you did amazing. I would put you right up there with Mariah Carey.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
When people ask me who my favorite person I've interviewed is, it's going to be Angelina and you guys.
Yeah, wow. He puts us up there with Mariah Carey in the diva stakes because of your antics, Cliffo. Yeah, right.
I'm happy with my actions this morning. Hit entertainment reporter Justin Hill. We love you. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The borders have finally reopened to Queensland this week. So many families reuniting. It's just been a love fest all over the state, which is really beautiful. But we actually found someone who hasn't seen her sister in 2 years. And we're doing a secret reuniting. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Brianna, who's just flown in from Sydney, joins us in studio right now. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, you're good.
We're so excited to have you here. And we have literally just whisked you from the airport into the studio. Now, your sister Lee has no idea she's about to meet you and see you again for the first time in 2 years. Yeah. Just quickly, what was it like getting through the airport?
Oh, I imagine it was crazy.
Right. So there's a lot going on.
It was a lot, yeah.
What, police and stuff?
Yeah, it was police
like
set up and everything. So, yeah, it was weird.
Okay, well, you're here now.
You're here now.
That's the main thing.
There were a lot of boxes to tick to get you into the state. You know, you need to be double vaxxed. You've got to have your border pass.
Yeah.
Everything went smoothly, though, and you're now here. So it's been 2 years since you've seen your sister, since she actually moved to Queensland with her husband. How often do you talk?
Every day.
Every day?
Yeah.
So how have you kept this a secret that you were coming?
Oh, it's been hard. It's been so hard. But her husband definitely has helped.
Oh, has he? Yeah. Oh, good.
So hubby's in on the secret.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
But he's trustworthy, though. He wouldn't have said anything to Lee.
Thank God for him. I'm so hard to keep secrets. I would just tell her everything if I could, but...
Okay. Well,
no, this is going to be
tell
so
us,
good.
Like, you haven't seen her for 2 years. You said you talk on the phone every day.
Yeah.
Tell us, what does your sister mean to you? And
she means the world to me.
Why'd you get so, how so close?
Well, we're 9 years apart, but we're just like best friends. Like just growing up with her, just,
Wow.
We're just best friends.
So how has it been being apart for 2 years?
It's been really hard. Last time we saw each other, I'm like, crying.
You're making me cry. We haven't even done the reuniting yet.
God, can we get some Kleenex in here?
We're going to need it.
Right.
Last time we saw each other, we like bawled our eyes out at the airport. And I said to Mum this morning, I was like, I need to see her.
So the last time you saw each other, where was it and how, like what happened at that meeting?
Well, obviously she knew about it then.
Yes.
Yeah, obviously.
That was not organised by us.
You know, so I spent, I think, maybe like a week up there. And as soon as we said by the airport and they called my number out, we just bawled out crying. And
Wow.
Yeah,
it's been 2 years since.
Yeah, it was hard, yeah.
Okay,
so tough.
What's it like knowing that you are in the same building as your sister
I'm
and you're
so
about
excited
to be reunited?
To see her.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
So I guess the plan is we're going to get you out of here. We're going to hide you.
We'll give you a snack or something.
We'll give you a bottle of water. You'll be comfortable. But your sister has no idea this is going on. She just thinks she's coming in because she's won a random prize.
Yeah.
Little does she know, you're the prize.
I'm the prize, yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
We'll hide you now.
Her sister Lee is just waiting outside the studio right now. She just thinks she's won a prize. Can we do it?
Okay,
I'm
but
so
we have to pretend now, guys. We have to pretend it's that just she's just won a prize.
Yeah, it's just like a meat tray or something.
Bringing in Lee now.
Hello.
Hi, how are you going?
Hi, Lee. How are you? Cliffo.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. Come on in.
Are you nervous?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea why you're here? What the prize is?
I'm not going to lie. I kind of thought, like, when I got the message, I thought it was kind of like a scam.
Brooke mentioned you were a bit sus on her and you asked for a photo of the studio. Is that right?
No. So I was like, look, no offense, but there's so many scams going around. Like, how do I know you're legit?
That's true.
I don't blame you. Good due diligence.
Right. In this day and age, you've got to be careful.
Yeah. Okay. But any idea what you might want? Like, you know you're getting a prize from a radio station. Any idea what, you know, you might want?
I mean, I don't ask for anything.
No?
A meat tray.
Meat tray, maybe. A bit of cash.
Maybe some AirPods.
Movie tickets.
Oh, I mean...
Take it all, she says.
Wouldn't say no.
Yeah, I wouldn't say no to any of this, to be honest. But no, I'm more of a giver. So.
Okay, oh, well, so today sweet. You are the prize recipient. So
we've just Brooks off getting your prize for you right now. We didn't want to have it in here because we wanted to surprise you with what the prize is. So as soon as she is back,
surprise!
It's a
surprise.
It's a surprising prize.
It's a surprising prize.
So as soon as she's back with the prize, we'll bring it in and we'll reveal what you've won.
All right. Yeah. I'm normally a snoop, so for me it was like, what the heck?
Do you hate surprises?
So a little. Not knowing what's going on must be killing you right now.
Yeah, a little. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, I, like, you know, I've got Christmas presents under the tree already, and it's really tempting to just go and peek a little bit, you know, like tear the corner. And
you're one of those people. Yeah.
I blame my mum for that because she used to snoop when I was younger. So, yeah. Monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah.
Well, you had no choice but to be surprised with this one.
So,
all right.
Should we bring your prize in?
Brooke's back with the prize.
Okay. Yeah.
Bring it in.
Bring the prize in.
Thank you.
Oh, my God, Bubby! Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I'm tearing up.
Yeah,
I hate you so much. What the hell?
That's real love when the first words said, I hate you so much. Brianna and Lee are embracing. They are hugging. They are crying. They do not want to let each other go. I'm finding it hard to speak. You're crying.
This is the sweetest thing.
Oh, wow. Why didn't we think to bring tissues in? Where are the tissues? What are we doing?
Oh, with me? What the hell?
Come on in, guys. Come on in nice and close to these microphones. Brianna, meet Lee. Lee, meet Brianna. You guys know each other.
Beautiful reunion.
Did you have any idea?
I hate him. I'm gonna divorce him.
So your husband has been in on this. Lee, behind the scenes, this has been quite the feat to get organised, to sort out like border passes and declarations and to get everything happening. It's been quite the feat behind your back, but your husband and your sister have been in on it just to surprise you for Christmas.
That's why he was cleaning the room. Everything makes sense.
He never cleans.
Yeah, he does.
How hard has it been for you to be away from your family and not seeing your sister for 2 years?
I miss my sister, my family a lot. Yeah, it's been really hard because, like, yeah, last time we saw each other was obviously pre-COVID and, we would have liked to stay and see each other a lot longer, but obviously work and whatnot.
Yeah. Moving to Queensland pre-COVID and then having the border shut multiple times since then, like, obviously you never expected that when moving away from the family.
No, definitely not. Yeah.
Would have made it so much harder.
And, you know, like, my sister, she's gone through a lot and so, yeah. It's so hard to, you know, be so far away and her... Not to be right near her, just to, you know, like, hey, I'm here.
I'm here now.
Oh, like, I'll take you out. Like, let's go just do something stupid and forget all the troubles and stuff.
I think I was going to say, I understand. Gabby understands. All of us have family members elsewhere. And there's something about being in the same room or just being with the people who you love or whatever that you just don't get over FaceTime or Zoom or any of that sort of stuff.
Yeah, you really don't.
So I guess that's a little gift we want to give to you, Lee, and to you guys together is each other's company for a bit before Christmas. So
literally well done. Best thing. I didn't even think I could.
Yeah. Is it better than a meat tray? Gabby keeps saying a meat tray. Is it better than a meat tray?
We'll see how she goes.
We could put some parsley in her hair or something. Like,
dress her up a bit.
Oh. Well, you guys are just so beautiful. It's been so awesome to get to know both of you. And there's no bond like, you know, two sisters who have been separated. So to see that sort of highlighted has just been gorgeous for us. So
I think I'm crying more than they are.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So emotional.
God, even old Cliffo, old tough, strict, old grumpy Cliffo got a bit misty-eyed over here. So, Lee, Brianna, so awesome to meet both of you guys. Thank you so much.
No,
enjoy the next couple of days. Yeah. Thanks for being part of Reunite Flight. What an honour. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. Seriously.
We appreciate it so much.
Like. Yeah, I got no words.
You can hug each other again. Go on, hug each other again. 7:26 on Hit. Cliffo and Gabby's reunite flight. It is back with the borders opening yesterday. Beautiful scenes at airports and borders yesterday morning. And how's this? Lee moved to Queensland before COVID and she hasn't seen her family in 2 years until this morning.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much. Seriously.
Have the Kleenex on standby.
You're going to need them.
After 8 on Hit, quick question.
Yes.
Junk mail lover or hater?
Because
I don't think there's much of a grey area. You either enjoy reading the catalogues or
I like the catalogues. I do not like any of the other paraphernalia that come through.
Okay, so you're not going to like this story. And I'm a junk mail lover, but this may turn me into a hater because I got a note from Clive Palmer yesterday.
Oh,
Clive Frederick Palmer.
There we go. What's he done this time?
He's back to his old tricks. Let me tell you. And he's got form in this area. Now, Clive Palmer, he was recently taken to court over this commercial. Do you remember this?
Australia ain't gonna cop it.
Yes. Heard that a lot.
Yeah. And
a
you've
lot.
Heard it a lot before because it's. He claims a sounds alike, but he was sued by the band Twisted Sister. This is their song.
Yeah.
Now.
It's more than a sounds alike, isn't it?
Well, internet sleuths actually put the two over each other.
Right.
And if you're listening to this in your car, this is a pretty good mix. What they've done is they've put one version on like the left channel.
Oh, yeah.
And one version on the right channel. So if you're in your car, you're going to hear...
Both.
Yeah, both, but on either side of your ears. So have a listen. Right?
Yeah. It's exactly the same.
Right?
It's stolen. It ain't no sound alike.
Now, like I say, Clive's got form in this area, and he may be a repeat offender because this interesting bit of mail that I have received in the junk mail, it's got Craig Kelly, the leader of the Palmer Party, on it. It just
that
says
guy.
Our next Prime Minister at the top of it.
You don't That's even have a seat. Claim.
No, but there's a bit here, and I just want to share this with you because
okay.
Tell me if you've heard this before. We can never trust the Liberals, Labor, or the Greens again. Tell them they're dreaming.
No.
Have we heard this before?
It's from the
not?
Castle. Dad,
some guy's selling an overhead projector.
What's he asking?
$150.
Tell him he's dreaming.
You're going to have to watch out, Clive, because... The castle's not going to cop it. No, they're not going to cop it. Alpha bucks. I was going to say alpha bucks. Alpha bucks is what we're playing.
Good catch.
It's worth $5,000 and it's back on Wednesday morning.
And we want it to go before Friday. So get this answer and run with it. Grinch. We don't want to be a Grinch.
We
want to give $5,000.
We do. To you, potentially. Grinch is a free answer. For Hits, 5K Alpha Bucks. It's back Wednesday morning, tomorrow morning, just after 8 on Hit.
We're never going to get one on.
Never going to get one on.
Never going to get one on.
Never going to get one.
Well, this is a ridiculous one we never thought we were going to get. It is someone who has shipped themselves or posted themselves. We all joke about it, but there's someone who's actually done it. Brian Robson shipped himself from Australia to the UK, and he joins us right now. Brian, how you going?
I'm doing fine, thank you, folks. Fine. I think the weather's much better, actually, in Brisbane than what it is here, though.
Yeah, well, we're all over Queensland, and generally I think that is the case. But we're not here to talk about the weather. We're here to talk about you shipping yourself. Gabby's right. Whenever my wife and I go on holidays, we pull the suitcases out and I make a joke that one's to, you know, take the kids.
Yeah.
Put the kids in the suitcase or whatever.
It's cheaper.
But you actually did this. You emigrated to Australia. It wasn't really working out, so you couldn't afford to get home, so you shipped yourself back to the UK. How did this crazy idea eventuate?
It actually came from an expo that was actually held in Melbourne in 1965. And we went along there, myself and one or two friends. And Pickford's, the removal people, had a big sign up, "We can move anything anywhere." I said to my friend, "Well, maybe they could move us," and we laughed the same as you did. But I couldn't get it out of my mind. And in the end, I decided I didn't need Pickford's. I could do it myself.
Wow. So talk us through what you actually did, because you got like a wooden shipping crate, is that right? And tried to ship yourself in one of those.
That's right. I bought a wooden crate, which was the largest that Qantas would take at the time. And lo and behold, it was on, and we were ready to do it.
All right, so you're in the box at this point. How long, like how many hours did you end up spending in the box?
Well, it was actually 5 days from beginning to end. It was planned to be 48 hours, but instead of going via Qantas via Europe, they sent me on Pan American, and it went via the States across the Pacific.
Well, they didn't realise there was a living person in the box, so I don't blame them for, you know, making changes. What kind of provisions did you have in the box with you to last you out that 5 days?
Not much, actually. Basically, I had a bottle of water, and I had an empty bottle for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And that was basically it. Nothing else.
Yeah. God, so
5 days in a box with nothing but two bottles, one full of water, one empty for obvious reasons, like you say. What sort of shape were you in physically and mentally after 5 days locked in a dark box?
Pretty bad, actually. I spent between 5 and 7 days in the intensive care unit of the hospital in Los Angeles. And... but I made a full recovery. I'm fine now.
Yes. Okay.
I like everything's done with a giggle and a laugh.
With a bit
so,
of positivity.
Yeah, it's such a in seriousness. It would have got pretty awful in there.
Yeah.
Like it would have got very. At what point did you panic?
I panicked a few times actually. At one stage, I thought they were going to throw me out of the airplane, and that caused a bit of a panic. It came on and off. To be honest, 1 minute I was quite relaxed, well, fairly relaxed, and the next panicking over something that I dreamt might happen.
I cannot believe you were never charged personally. Like, something like this is obviously not legal. It's not.
We like your bride, but we'd throw the book at you.
It's not endorsed, yes.
You're absolutely wrong there, actually.
Oh,
in 1965, were no laws at all against doing it. So it was impossible to charge me.
So the laws came in after you did this and they went, all righty, I guess we need to put a law in place for this.
I think you're probably right there, yes.
Well, so this, what year was this? It was the 60s, did you say?
1965.
Wow. See, transport wasn't what it is now.
No,
back
they didn't
then
have
as well.
X-rays.
So, yeah. No, and also it was much slower and clunkier. And well, Brian, you have survived to tell the tale,
oh,
and
wow.
It's a hell of a story, my friend. I'm sure it's one you enjoy recounting, and it's been a pleasure to hear it today, Brian. Thank you so much. Brian, who shipped himself across the world in a wooden crate. Big love.
Thank you very much.
What's the worst thing you've stepped on barefoot on 13 10 60? Because I was at the dog park just the other day. I was running to grab the ball, and as I took a step...
I think that's the dog's job.
I know, but he wasn't doing it. As I stepped...
Gabby
my...
doesn't even have a dog. She just goes to the dog park
to chase the
to
ball
play
myself.
Fetch.
No, I was running, and as I took a step, my old thong decided to bust. The plugger came out, and it flew off my foot. And as I landed, it was straight into a wet dog poo that squelched between my toes. Ew.
Oh,
it was so gross. And all I could do was try to wipe my foot on the grass, trying to get rid of it.
I'm picturing it would look like you were starting a motorbike.
Yeah, that's what, like a bull ready to...
Oh, it's the worst poo dog poo
as
well.
It was so foul.
13 10 60 is the phone number. Mine was stepping on an oyster on a boat ramp and I cut my foot open. So it's either ooh
or ouch.
13 10 60. Jinx. Nikita's here now. Nikita, worst thing you've stepped on barefoot, mate?
A piece of a broken Macca's glass.
A Macca's glass? As in like one of the glasses you get when you get a meal occasionally?
Yes.
So it's just a drinking glass?
Yeah.
So how did that come about? Was it your glass that you dropped, or was it just randomly broken somewhere?
It was just randomly broken, and we were cleaning the house, and I just happened to step on it and slice my foot open.
That's the worst too. I've had to pick glass out of my mum's foot before, and just trying to see it in order to grab it with the tweezers.
Yeah. Ugh. I feel like Home Alone gave us an unrealistic expectation of how bad it is to actually step on glass.
Right.
Right. It's like the worst thing ever, whereas Harry and Marv just go, boop, 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 okay.
And then they're okay straight
Kevin,
away. No,
where
no,
are
no.
you, Kevin?
You've got to pull those things out with tweezers.
That's the thing.
Yep.
Joanna's here. Joanna, worst thing you stepped on barefoot?
A metal rake.
Oh, God!
No!
It wasn't like in The Simpsons where you step on a rake and then it flicks up and the handle hits you in the head?
No. I just stood on the metal rake and I got 3 prongs through the foot.
Oh, so bad. Katie's here. Katie, worst thing you've stepped on barefoot?
Hey, guys. So when I was younger, you know those packs of earrings that you get from Lovisa or Kmart?
Yes.
Like, plenty of them.
And you get, you get like a bunch of earrings so you can wear a different pair every day.
Yeah, so I had one of those when I was about 10 years old. And being a kid, I had a messy room and I actually stood on the pack of earrings and about 40% of them pierced my foot.
Yeah, they weren't earrings anymore. They were.
They're foot rings.
Yeah, foot rings. I pierced my foot, Mum, look.
Ow.
Amika is here. Amika, worst thing you have stepped on barefoot?
Well, caravanners, and I'm not going to say any people in particular, have a habit of pulling over on the side of the road instead of using their toilet, deciding to
number two
use the bathroom on the side of the road. Yeah. So obviously, being on a property for the past 10 years, you go to open a gate to enter one of your property entries, and the one day that I didn't wear jeans and boots out the paddock, I went to open the gate fence barefoot. And stood in human poo.
Human poo! You know, I take it back.
That's way worse than dog poo.
Before I said dog poo is the worst poo.
Nah.
Human poo.
Way worse.
Worst poo ever, Amika. Did you cut your foot off?
Oh, my toenails. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. In the toenails.
Yuck.
Nah, cut that foot off, mate.
Cut it off. It's not worth it.
You've got another one.
Miss Universe happened last night. I'm not sure if you're across this, Cliffo, but it was the 70th Miss Universe beauty pageant. The beautiful Miss India took it out. Hanaz Sandhu was crowned. And Steve Harvey, who is America's Family Feud host, he does Miss Universe all the time.
He's the one who stuffed it up a few years ago.
He stuffed it up a few
times. Accidentally announced the wrong winner.
Yes.
And had to go, oh, hold on.
Hold on. Give the crown back. He didn't stuff it up that bad this year. I'm surprised he was invited back. But when someone is crowned to Miss Universe, normally the questions following that are about how they're going to use their new power, how they're going to give back to their community.
How are you going to change the world?
How are you going to change the world? Mm. And so that's what Miss Universe was expecting to answer when she was crowned. However, Steve Harvey decided to go down a different direction with his questioning.
I hear you do some pretty good animal impersonations. Let's hear your best one.
Oh my God, Steve, I was not expecting to do this on world stage. I would love to mimic a cat.
So now that's what she's going to be known as, the poor girl.
Heard better. Like, I've heard better cat.
Well, it's funny you say that, because we are now going to play the game Meow Human or Cat. So, Cliffo, you have a cat.
Okay.
And you are very versed on the sounds of the cat.
Taco. We have Taco, the street cat that we adopted about 6 years ago.
So you should be able to tell the difference between human or cat.
Okay, so you're going to play meows here, and I have to tell you if it's a
human
meowing
or a cat.
Or if it's a cat.
Please play meow number one.
Meow number one.
Human
or
cat.
Hold on, turn the music down. So that's a male human.
Oh, incorrect.
Is that a real cat?
That is a cat. Please play.
What an average start.
Meow number two.
That's a human.
That is definitely a cat.
Oh, shit, this game.
Okay, please play.
I'm as bad at this game as Steve Harvey is a host.
Please play meow
for Miss Universe.
Three. This is the final meow.
Oh, that. Okay, that's a cat. That sounds like a little young cat.
That is a human. Zero out of three.
So what does this mean? Do I not get a tiara and a sash?
You should not get crowned
no
today.
No sash for you.
It's beginning to cost a lot like Christmas.
Get your double-smoked Oakfield ham only at Cornet Supermarkets. Hits Helping Hands.
All last week and for the continuation of this week, we are giving away Helping Hams to those who need or deserve a Helping Ham. You can nominate at hit.com.au.
It's very much a case of deserve today because Michelle's on the phone. Michelle, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Hello, hello. We're very good. Do you have any idea why we would be calling you?
No, my daughter just said to keep my phone on me.
Yes,
your daughter Rachel.
Your daughter has told us a lot about you, actually.
Oh, no. Now I hope it's all good.
All good. And we believe you work for, or you're a contractor for Australia Post, Michelle. How busy are you right now?
Oh, we're flat out. Flat out. It's
how many
huge.
Parcels Incredible. Are you delivering a day, do you reckon?
Oh, at least 200.
Oh.
Yeah, it's huge.
And then, like, and then there's 150 that many for me.
Yeah.
It's just Gabby's ASOS orders. So, Michelle, the other thing we know is you are actually working Christmas Eve, like right up until, like, you guys are going to be delivering even on Christmas Eve. So Christmas Day, you're going to be so exhausted. So for that reason, we want to give you a helping ham, a whole free leg of ham, thanks to Cornet Supermarkets.
Oh, my goodness, that's unreal.
You're not going to have any time to go shopping for the Christmas feast with all the parcels, so we're just going to hand it over to you.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And you know what?
No, thank you.
Thank you to everyone at Australia Post and all the contractors, because you guys, you're getting Christmas moving, which we love so much. So keep the nominations coming through, guys. Hit.com.au if you want to nominate someone and get your double-smoked Oakfield hams only at Cornet's Supermarkets. Merry Christmas, Michelle.
Thank you so much. The Hit Breakfast Show.